praise this morning.
Jesus, my friend, turn so shall I.
allowed us, Lord, to live to see this wonderful day. And God, we pause this morning to say thank you. You didn't have to do it, but you did it. You look beyond our faults and recognize our needs one more time. You spared us. You allowed death angels to bypass our holes one more time. And God, we say thank you right now. Now, the Lord, we just pray that now we continue to forgive us for all of our sins, whether thought, word, or deed, have mercy upon us. Create us a new heart and renew a right spirit within us. Now, Master, I pray the Lord that thou will honor our request this morning. We pray that thou will dispatch your Holy Spirit. Let him come, God, and fall fresh upon us this morning. Let him come, God, and energize us this morning. Let him come, God, and deliver us from ourselves this morning. God, only you can do that. So God, we bow before your throne of grace and mercy. Pray that now will hear us one more time. That God will lift up a choir before you. Pray that now the Lord will strengthen every member's vocal cord. Be with them, God. Give them the strength and ability to stay focused on who you are. And to sing and magnify your holy name. Be right there with them, God. You said when there are two or three tensions in agreement, you'll be in the midst. And God, we thank you for your presence. Now, the Lord, we pray, God, for the pulpit area. We pray, God, that you find glory. Show us your glory this morning. Bless our musicians in a very powerful way. Anoint them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. Now, God, we're prepared for worship. Sanctify us this morning as you move from pew to pew and move from mind to mind. Have thy way this morning. We're depending on you, God. We're ready to hear a word from you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,
Morning.
23, verses 3 through 5. May God add a blessing to that era and do us all this work. Let the church say amen. Passing of
couple of weeks ago or last week. And she also was at the steering of the YPD after the passing of the president months ago. So we want to salute her for covering that. Amen. Amen. And also we salute Destiny Smith, who was elected as corresponding secretary of the 9th District YPD, to publish the entire state of Alabama, and she's the granddaughter of Sister Evadne Moment. Amen. Good job. Amen. So these are our announcements. Please look on page 5 for the flyers and just, you know, be sure to take this home and get these on the calendar. Seafood, that's no longer can we get orders. You can still get orders for seafood. And of course, that's coming up on next week. Amen. We call your attention now to the birthday list. And on February 29th, 2024, Zamira Hunter was born. And so she can choose whichever day she wants to celebrate. So we celebrated last Sunday. We celebrated on the 28th, and now we're celebrating on today. Celebrating February 29th, Samara Hunter, and she is offering leftover cake that's still delicious in the fellowship hall. So if you'll join Samara when she wakes up in the fellowship hall, it would be great. They'll appreciate it. Happy birthday, baby. On March 2nd, Sister Geraldine Sanders, Sister Sandra L. Hammond, and the twins, Melvin Blake and Marvin Blake. Amen. I still don't know my partner. Amen. March 3rd, Sister, one of our newest members, Sister Yvette Matthews. Amen. Wave your hand, new member. Amen. Amen. March 5th, Verna Jackson. She's the daughter of Sister Ruth A. Warren. March 5th, Sheila Foster. March 7th, Chastity Bell, lifelong member of John's Chapel, daughter of Sister Abigail Reddick and Elder Reddick. March 7th, Yolanda Hazard, granddaughter of Brother Hazard. So we would ask that you remain seated, those who are celebrating, and those who are recognizing or standing in for those who are celebrating. Everyone else, please stand at this time. Amen.
Happy birthday to you.
you better work.
Yeah, good food. We're so thankful for Sister Monique McNair coming all the way from Kentucky to help us, to assist us. And thank you, Sister Nikki and your team for putting this together. So Sister Dorothy, thank you all for helping us. See why I want you to be doing that here? You see? You want to win that? We need people to help us Friday and Saturday. We need people all hands on deck Friday and Saturday to help us with this church event. It's not Red Eye event. It's not the Voice of the Praise event. It's not Pastor Aid event. This is for our church, okay? For our church, so let's make sure that we tune in Friday and Saturday to assist. You can help out. We find something to do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We need all the help that we can receive. So thank you all. Thank y'all. Let's go in prayer. Let's pray for our seafood dinner places for that Saturday on that Friday, and lift up the concert. Let's purchase our ticket for the concert. I see many members are purchasing the seafood as well as purchasing tickets. Thank God for you all. It's not a waste. It is an investment for our local church. We do good with our gospel concert. We have to bounce right after we pay our budget and assessment and have fun and going into the next couple of years. So it's very helpful that we continue on with this particular project for the support of our church. So it helps. All right, let's get ready for Monday. We have our Zoom meeting Monday, our huddle meeting, preparing for the next 3 months. We need all of our members to be a part of our huddle meeting. This meeting is designed for us to be prepared for the coming up events for the next 3 months. So you can be prepared, so you won't be surprised when things happen, okay? It won't catch you by surprise because you've been on a huddle meeting. They're very helpful. Sister Simmons is going to help us. She's going to facilitate as well as be our presenter for our huddle meetings on tomorrow night, as well as we give our input. What time are we saying? 6 o'clock? At 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. So let's be prepared for our huddle meeting. Wednesday, noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock. We have noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock. So all the members who attend noonday Bible study, let's come to noonday Bible study at 12 o'clock that night. We won't have Bible study that night because we're going over to Troy. We need all our members to be prepared to go with us to Troy. Our musicians, if you look to go with us to Troy, our choir members, if you can go with us to Troy. Amen. Our groups, amen. Combined choir, so we're thinking about 8 people in the choir going to Troy, okay? Amen. So we want to have a good time as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord in Troy, Alabama. Also, that's it. So you see all the information printed within our bulletin. Let's tune in with the different announcements, and that'll be it for me for now. All right. Okay. Anything else? Let's prepare now for our giving. Let's prepare now for our giving. It is the first of the month. So to make sure that we are tithing. I see some of our members are going above and beyond in their giving, which is a big plus. And I see some of our members are increasing in their giving. Come on, y'all, let's bless the Lord for that. Amen. 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 What a blessing for members able to see how good God is in their lives, as well as see the hand of God work within our church. So let's continue to tithe and continue to operate in the spiritual realm of God, so God can keep on blessing us in a very powerful way. Repeat off me, when I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I tithe,
Thank you. help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Come on, give God your best praise this morning. Come on, give God your best praise this morning.
Hallelujah.
God is still worthy to be praised.
Oh, yeah.
And he's worthy of God's praise. Amen.
Amen.
Let's give our choir the musicians a hand of praise. Amen. Thank God for you here this morning. Amen. Lord have mercy. That's how you got the church. Amen. Ready to have church. This book will make you feel very uncomfortable. when you read the book of Romans. This book not only moved the cobwebs out of your life, but this book heals the spot.
All right.
That's why a lot of people don't like preaching or teaching from this book, because it's a tough book to preach from and teach from, because this book holds down the head. If you're able to hang on in there, if you're able to get through verse chapter 1 through 6, things will get a little brighter. Things will get a little better for you in the book of Romans. Mm-hmm. But I thank God for this particular book, because not only it deals with our issues, but this book gives you your personal revival. That's why you need to read the book of Romans. If you feel down and out, if you feel like Big Mo has exited out of your life, big motivation, you feel like throwing in the towel, you don't feel like you have the energy of doing what God has called you to do, read the book of Romans. This book will inspire you. This book will push you to the next level. Paul, in our text this morning, is emphasizing that the only debt Christians should have is the ongoing responsibility to love one another. Paul, the author of the book of Romans, emphasizes that the only debt Christians should have is the ongoing responsibility to love one another.
Oh, yeah.
Unlike financial debt, which can't be repaid, love is a continual duty that reflects Christ's love for us. We work hard to pay off our home. We work hard to pay off student loans and pay off furniture bills, to pay off a car. We work hard to pay off stuff, and that's true. But the debt of love, you can never pay off.
All right.
As long as breath is within us, we will never be able to pay off the debt of love. We can pay off, but you can't pay off.
All right.
So Paul said in the text, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. You can pay on the debt by forgiveness. Well, number one is forgiveness. Forgiveness deals with grace, mercy, pardon. You can pay on this debt by forgiving one another. If we expect to be forgiven, we need to practice forgiveness.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
If we expect to you. So Paul is teaching us in the text as the church how to pay on the debt of love. Whenever you are in position of being able to forgive someone, you are reflecting the love of God. And I thank God for it this morning, because for people who have truly experienced the love of God, it's easy for us to be able to forgive people who have done us wrong. But whenever we have hindsight and look back over our lives and see the stuff that we have done, and if God has forgiven us, why we can't forgive one another?
Amen. Don't have mercy.
But whenever we see how patient and long suffering God has been in our own lives, it pushes us to forgive our brother, to forgive our sister, to forgive our neighbors. In spite of how they treat you, you got to treat them right. Jesus said, what does it take for another person to love on someone else who loving them? Jesus said, even hypocrites can do that. Jesus said, if you want to be a true disciple of mine, love people who despitefully use you and abuse you. Love people who lie on you, call you anything except a child of the living God. Love folk who dig ditches for you. Love people who try to cross you up. Don't you know that that's real love? That's that deep love? That's that agape love? And whenever you have that agape love, people can knock you down, but God will pick you back up again. People can do you wrong, but God will show up, do you right. Is there anybody here this morning who can help me preach this message? Because you're able to forgive people, God has given you peace. God has given you rest. God has given you joy. Yes, because you have forgiven people. The God up above, he has healed your soul. Say yes.
God's love doesn't hurt. God's love heals.
Oh, yeah.
So Paul said that
to be a practical Christian doing what God has called you to do. Look at the call to action in the text. Paul said, behave like a believer. He said, it's more than just a shout. It's more than just preaching behind a pulpit. When you enter the church after the benediction, who are you? Paul has given us a hard lesson in the text concerning our debt to love. He's trying to get us to see how Christ loved us in spite of our dirtiness, in spite of all of our flaws, in spite of all of our mistakes, how Christ was able to look beyond all of that stuff and recognize what we stand in need of.
Oh, yeah.
So Paul is saying we have a solid foundation by obeying the rules and the regulation of God through love. And when you love someone, you want to make sure that that person is doing well. But when you love someone, you want to support that person. You want to embrace that person. You want to make that person smile. Do you love the Lord this morning? Do you really love God this morning? It is obvious that you are in love with the Lord this morning because you kicked them covers off of you and made it to church one more time. And now you made it to church, but you're glad to be here. And I'm glad about it this morning that when you love the Lord, He heard your cry and pity your every groan. And because you love the Lord and you talk to God, and God heard your cry one more time, here you are in God's house, giving God the glory, giving God the praises, oh church of the living God. I thank God this morning that when you are in love with the Lord, you don't have to pump me, you don't have to prime me, you don't have to jumpstart me. When I woke up this morning, I was like, come on God, get in my mind, come on God, get in my spirit, come on God, get in my heart. Yes, when you're in love with the Lord, when you pull up at the church, you are exemplifying the power of the Lord. When the songwriter said, I was glad, he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. keep on exercising the love of God. And I exit from the gate. One of my favorite songs in the African Pentecostal Church. I was sinking, deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply, staying within, seeking to rise to the Lord. But the master of thy sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now saved am I. Love lifted me. With nothing else to help but love lifted me. Is there anybody in you this morning who can take the cry that the love that lifted you? You were down and out. God displayed his love and lifted you one more time. You were about to give up, but love lifted you. You were laying in your sick bed and love lifted you. Say yay! Say yay! Say yay! He died for your sins and mine. He died.
He says, my blood shed on Calvary for your sins. Drink all of it as often as you do and remember so again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now may the grace of God and the sweet spirit of the Holy Spirit rest for the Bible.